You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and for the next hour, or next three quarters of an hour, we have a special treat, special guest here at CITR. We're going to be joined live by Andrew Lee, a.k.a. BKA, better known as, is that a thing? Holy Hum, which is a project of, as I mentioned, Vancouver-based artist Andrew Lee. He has a brand new record out on Heavy Lark, which is a local label, called All of My Bodies, and it is coming out today. It's very exciting. It's an excellent record. And he is right now patiently waiting and prepared to play a live set for us at the station. So on the other side of this interlude of sorts, we'll come back and we will hear a live set from Holy Hum. For your pleasure, purely for your listening pleasure. And then we'll have a brief chat with Andrew as well before the end of the hour. So stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Forager, his new record, Scribe, Stepping In and Out of Season, here on CITR 101.9 FM. And as promised, if you were tuned in 3 minutes ago, you're now prepared for a lovely treat, a live set from Holy Hum, Vancouver-based musician, artist, producer, who has a brand new record out called All of My Bodies, and he's here to, I'm sure, play what will largely be selections from the new record. He's humbly waiting my signal, and therefore I'm not going to have him wait any longer, and I will give him the signal, and the next thing you'll hear is a live set from Andrew Lee, a.k.a. Holy Hum.
Thank you. Thank you. And I held you close.
Amazing. That was a live set from Vancouver-based artist Holy Hum. If you've been tuned in, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And on the other side of these messages, we're going to have a quick chat with Andrew. Stay tuned. You can hear all about the new record.
Listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Protein pills and put your helmet on.
Tuxedo as classical as neat. He's a fox, he's physical as neat.
Vancouver International Film Festival is back this fall from September 28th to October 13th. Experience some of the best cinema from around the world, fused with related creator talks and events at one of North America's largest film festivals. With more than 300 films from 73 countries, VIFF's program includes the pick of top international film festivals, as well as many undiscovered gems from around Canada and the world. This year, be sure to catch CITR's sponsored film, Tattoos, a poignant coming-of-age romance between two punk music connoisseurs, screening September 30th and October 1st. For more information and tickets, visit viff.org. Today, live recordings of big bands are rare, making this release that much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in the contemporary and classic big band tradition. The latest album from Western Canada's longest-standing big band, Primetime Big Band, Live at the Ironwood, on sale October 6th.
Let's see here, God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
You're still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, and if you've been tuned in for the last half hour or so, you heard a live set from Holy Hum, who has now joined us in the studio. Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, pretty good. Still holding up?
Yeah.
Hanging in there?
Feeling pretty good.
Great. Glad. It's a wonderful set.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. How was the experience of... the lighting's actually pretty good today. Had a nice dim feeling. Normally the lighting's awful in here.
I was trying to make it a bit
bright.
You know, more appropriate for my music, but it looks pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to maybe explain to everybody who can't see kind of what Holy Hum is as a project, and then what it is that you're doing while you're playing? So you got a big, what on the surface looks like a very intricate setup in front of us here, and maybe explain.
Yeah, nice. I don't quite fully grasp it either, but I have samples going, and I have a keyboard that is a synth, and it controls kind of three other synths. So sometimes you'll hear me playing a song, and then other sounds kind of come on, and I can kind of control it from one keyboard.
And
oh, and I'm playing bass with my feet.
Then you had a guitar.
And a guitar. Yeah.
You have a guitar.
Yeah.
Great. One of the main reasons you're here is the new record. Just put out a record called All of My Bodies.
Yeah.
Heavy Lark. Do you want to talk about the new record, how it's going, and plus maybe what any shifts that have occurred going into this record versus what you've done in the past or what your project has looked like in the past?
This album just kind of happened very haphazardly. I bought a computer and started learning how to record stuff, and some of the first sounds I ever recorded actually made it onto the computer and onto the record, and I was learning as I was going, and so it's a record that I don't even remember necessarily writing, and I don't really remember how to play some of the parts, and so up until today I was kind of learning how to play the songs again.
Mm-hmm. Or kind of does it just adapt over time a little bit, like for each performance?
I probably have a pretty short attention span, and so I play the songs very differently all the time.
Yeah, great. How has everything gone with putting it out there? It's nice to put out a vinyl record. Not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Yeah,
nice to have.
It's really nice. Yeah, it's nice to have. It's to hold and to give to people.
On the Czechoslovakian pressing plant.
Yes, yeah.
All the way back here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what it's like for other people who own and run their own labels, but it's a lot of work, and hopefully I get better at putting out records.
Mm-hmm. So you're the person behind Heavy Lark.
Yeah.
See, I actually wasn't even aware of that. I know what Heavy Lark is because you did the last main thing I remember is the Daniel Terrence Robertson record.
Yes, that's an excellent album that got nominated for a Polaris Prize.
Yeah. Wow. Great. So.
Or it was on the longer list, actually.
So how is that? Is that.
Running a label is great. It makes me feel kind of young. You know, I feel kind of flattered when people submit demos and stuff like that. But. I often write them back and tell them that I'm not a real label and that it's just me. And then, you know, if you care about what you're doing, you should just put it out yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I like those kind of small things, though, that, yeah, it's not a real label in a certain sense, but it is in the sense that you are on board with somebody that you somehow agree with,
mm-hmm.
spiritually, musically, you know,
yeah.
and like that you want to, like, be part of the process, and for the artist and the person doing it, it's a nice like partnership to have that.
Exactly. If you talk to people that are on my label, they'll tell you that I spent a lot of time discouraging them from being a part of my label, and then through that vetting process, if they're still interested, then we kind of go ahead.
Yeah, great. Are there any? We're quickly needing to wrap up here. Any? Upcoming release show happening?
Yeah. You know, in all honesty, recently I've discovered I have a little bit of anxiety when I perform, so I don't know. Mm. Performing on the radio was pretty okay and cool because no one was watching. But I don't have any... I am playing a show next Friday somewhere.
Okay.
Great. I think it's at Hidden City Records.
Oh, sweet. So Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Well, then, I'm sure you can find that on the old Facebook and whatnot. Great. Any other last words for all the thousands of listeners at the moment? Any parting words of wisdom?
I just say keep it real and peace and love.
Great. All right. Well, thanks, Andrew, for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was a really nice set. And we're going to listen to the recorded version of the title track of your new record, All of My Bodies. To fade things out here. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
to make it clear this was the end. How could you have known? How do you say to someone, this is all there is, this is all there ever will be? All of my bodies I would give to you. You reached out your hand to mine. You said this moment here, turn it into a song for me. So I took it upon myself to sing. I thought that I should hold you close. For the first time in my life, I held you close. All of my bodies I would give. All of my bodies I would give to you.